For almost a decade, Kansas City has been a prime example of state tax incentives gone awry.
You know, it's corporate welfare. It's a race to the bottom. It's wasteful spending. All of those really are true.
Angela Smart, vice president of the Hall Family Foundation, says the state border, cutting right through the southern part of Kansas City, is part of the issue.
Our state line is simply a road.
Of course, Kansas and Missouri both want as much business as possible on their side of State Line Road. So just after the 2008 recession, both sides began offering hefty new tax incentives. Most businesses could keep almost all the state income tax they were collecting from their employees for years after moving across the road. Then, after 5 or 10 years, they could move back and start all over again. A pretty sweet deal.
Typically, the moves are such short distances that employees don't move their homes or their schools. We might go to a different quick trip, but that's about it.
Smart figures that Kansas and Missouri have waived $335 million in taxes just getting businesses to cross the road. Not good. That's why Missouri lawmakers voted to check the use of state income tax incentives in the Kansas City area, and why Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is on track to do the same.
Both states, Kansas and Missouri, have been wasting millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, dragging companies two blocks from one side of the state line to the other. You know, it doesn't result in net new jobs really for the region. And we have to think about ourselves in terms of a region because we're so interconnected. It really is difficult to split us up.
Kelly is drafting an executive order to stop granting state income tax incentives on existing jobs moving to Wyandotte or Johnson counties from Jackson County. Missouri, like I said, has already agreed to stop poaching Wyandotte and Johnson as soon as Kansas starts holding up its end of the deal.
The potential that Kansas and Missouri have now to strike this agreement is earth-shattering.
Greg LeRoy is president of Good Jobs First, a national subsidy watchdog group.
If it were to happen, it would be the first time in U.S. history there was a legally binding concrete solution by two states.
First time. But an agreement on state income tax incentives is sort of like a limited arms control agreement, not really a truce.
I think there's an understanding or a little bit of a misconception or a misperception that when Governor Kelly signs something, it's just magically all incentives are going to go away and nothing will happen in Kansas City from a competitive standpoint. And frankly, that's not the case.
Blake Schreck is president of the Lenexa Chamber of Commerce.
There are a lot of layers to this. It's a very complex issue when you're talking about states and cities and political subdivisions and the way tax dollars flow. It's just a little tougher thing to pull off than people think.
And Schreck says any agreement will be largely symbolic because either state can walk away. And these interstate compacts have been tried elsewhere. They've just never held up. I'm Frank Morris.